your questions, your students' union. This is Candidate Interview Night 2010.
Time for our next LGBT interview, and that's with Tom Martin and Nell Beecham. They're being interviewed again by Frances Sampaio. Frances.
Hi, thank you. Oh, sorry, caught us talking there. So you've both been really involved in the LGBT committee so far, Tom and Nell. So what do you think is the most successful thing that you've both done so far as part of that committee?
I would say definitely working on the giant History Month that's just passed us by, and also other events like Week of Pride.
Yeah, we've done a lot of work on that, and organising upcoming events, and Love Without Borders Revisited, which is next week.
Yes, Peter's sort of just dished that on to us, and Philip and Helen are also organising something to do with that, but this is our first like chance to get a taste of what it actually is like organising events.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. I think it's been really successful so far. So,
are you really enjoying the organising aspect and kind of the working behind the scenes?
Yeah, when I love it.
When it pulls off, organisation is so much fun. Like, when you are told ahead of time that something's not going to happen, then yes, it does inevitably feel a bit bad, but when it actually comes off, it's very enjoyable.
Must have been really good with the History Month, especially because that was quite a big thing, wasn't it?
Oh. Yeah, it was a big project, yes, and that was enjoyable to work on.
Yeah, oh, brilliant. So your election policy seemed to focus a lot on equality and promoting accessibility for all the students in York. So how will you work to ensure that this happens?
Well, our main policy is welfare through education.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that everyone across campus has a good understanding of what it is to be LGBT, because being LGBT did not just affect LGBT people. Everyone is going to come into contact with someone who's LGBT or any of the other sexual or gender identities. And it's about understanding that. And that can be achieved through organising events. And it really links in well with our revised plan for Freshers Week, which is like almost a crash course in a way in what it is to be LGBT. And that's available to everyone across campus.
Yes, but it's also it's designed with in mind anyone who's new to the community, which obviously applies to heterosexual, homosexual, any gender or sexual identities, but as freshers we have the experience of what it's like to come to university and suddenly be immersed in its own LGBT community, and we want to apply that to our plans for a revised Freshers Week for more events.
Oh, brilliant. So organising more LGBT events within Freshers Week itself?
Talks aimed at informing students ahead of meeting someone who identifies as one of these sexual gender identities, what to expect, who these people are. Yeah. We believe that LGBT is more about who you are than what you do necessarily.
Yeah. So you kind of want to break down the boundaries that potentially people would think of the LGBT as a exclusive society.
Definitely.
So you make it more accessible.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. So how do you think that you're going to be different in your approach to the current LGBT officers? What do you think?
It's an interesting question. There is very little doubt, I would say, that Peter and Elena have done a phenomenally successful job. And I think generally throughout our campaign, with regards to previous officers, our promises, we will maintain their work and where possible try to improve. But generally, I've been looking over their previous work, and not only has their work been great, and you can say it's great and all that and praise them, but we genuinely mean it, and it looks like a lot of what they promised last year is similar to what we're offering this year. I was today stalking their history on the news articles and saw with this, dare I say it, GNT business last year, how Peter, in the controversy that followed that, Peter really put forward that they needed to educate and people needed to learn a bit more about the issues that were relevant then, and that's exactly what we're about.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, have you felt more supported going for this role as LGBT officer, being a pair, rather than going for it individually?
Well, it's in the campaign rule that you have to go as a pair. You can't run for it individually.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have been supported very much. Yeah. It's interesting that both of the previous officers are going for positions that obviously render them impartial, but the general support from the whole community has been... Yeah.
And Tom and I are an excellent team together. I would say we have learned to nag each other in a positive way.
In a constructive way.
Yes.
A loving way, definitely. Yeah. Yes.
You've got to love that. So what qualities do you think you can bring to the table? What experience do you have, apart from obviously all the organising and fantastic work you've done?
Well, I've been very much involved in LGBT since a young age, and I've worked for several LGBT organisations and campaigns in the past, so I feel I brought that.
She has definitely. Nell has a fantastic range of experience, and my experience started with university, but I took no time in getting onto the committee, UCU and the LGBT social.
Which we both sit on.
And I have thoroughly enjoyed my welfare positions.
Oh, brilliant. You both seem really active in it. So thank you very much for the interview. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Finding out what really matters to you. This is Candidate Interview Night 2010. 2010.